Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you tuning in. I'm out of Oklahoma City, so this is 12 to 1. Here, if you're on the East Coast, it's 1 to 2, you know, depending on where you're at. And so I really appreciate you tuning into the show. You can catch this also up on iHeartRadio. It's podcast, if you put in Dan's Health Talks, and you can catch a number of the shows. And I want you to do me a favor and tell your friends and family about it, because I really want to help people. This is not always a profitable business for me, but it's a very satisfying because I have a chance to really impact a lot of people's life and teach them new things about staying healthy. And it's a lifelong passion of mine, a lifelong work on my, I've been studying nutrition and exercise since I was basically 14 years old. 13, I started doing exercise, but really studying it, I started when I was 14. When my buddies are studying cars and things of that sort that most young guys are into, the idea of having a fast car and stuff when they get their license. I'm building exercise equipment down, having my dad's welders at our steel shop weld up designs I have for exercise equipment. Now, I'm talking about 1964, 65. No one was doing that, and not in my area of the country. You had to go out to California to find people doing that. So I got into this very young, and all the information on exercise also came with a lot of nutritional information. Now, we have an epidemic going on. It's we have obesity and diabetes going on. You can call it diabesity, I guess, is one way to look at it. And there's a lot of things we need to be aware of on what to do and on about that. But the kind of, when a person has diabetes, the fat lays down in a different way. You can actually be slender but have a beer gut, and that means the fat is storing around the organs, and you have visceral fat. That visceral fat releases cytokines and is very inflammatory to the body. It causes the blood vessels to get inflamed and plaque to build up in the blood vessels. It causes your joints to be inflamed, causes your brain to be inflamed. It can bring on dementia or Alzheimer's, because when your brain is inflamed, it breaks down the neurons and the passages. And so it hurts the heart, hurts the brain, hurts the whole system. Inflammation, as I've said before, and as many people said before me, inflammation is related to every major disease. And the United States is the inflammation nation. We really know how to inflame our body and be destructive. We also have a pretty good emergency medicine world where we can keep people alive, you know, pacemakers, they can, transplants, do all these different exotic things that we're able to do in medicine. But it doesn't mean we're healthy and that we have the energy we should have. You know, at one time, the average lifespan was in the 20s, but there were always people that lived as long as we live now, in the 80s and 100s. Ben Franklin, Jefferson, John Adams, they were all up there in the years. But so many people died in childbirth that it brought down the average, and plagues came along, or cholera, the bad water in the village, and so it brings down the average. But we live under so much stress, and then our diet stresses our body. Sugar and starch stresses the adrenal gland, which also causes can cause an overproduction of cytokines. Cytokines play an important part in the body, but too much is something we want to avoid. It's, the immune system's there to be our defense system and to clean the body up, when you have a breakdown of tissue and things of that sort. But it's not meant to be on high gear all the time or have the gas pedal to the floor. But that's what we're doing. We're doing that with our adrenal gland. And when your adrenals are being stressed, so eventually they get fatigued. And they just say, no more. And then you have to know how to build them back up. Now, things that build them back up, there's an amino acid called L-tyrosine. There's another one called phenylalanine. Both of those, taken on an empty stomach, like first thing in the morning and before lunch, 30 minutes before lunch. If you take it with food, you neutralize the effect. But the Army found out taking 500 to 1,000 milligrams of L-tyrosine before breakfast and sometimes repeated before lunch was the best thing they had for battle fatigue. And I don't think they're teaching anymore, but this is what one of the things they found in 1990 during the Kuwait War. So it can be very powerful, the amino acids. But there's other things. You need to have the thyroid checked. B vitamins play a tremendous role. The methyl Bs, B6, B12, folate acid, and other Bs are very important in lifting this up. And then there's Relora. There's CBD oil, very calming. In fact, we did a show with Stu Tomp a couple weeks ago, and we talked about post-traumatic stress and a new interesting study being done on CBD oil and post-traumatic stress. It can light up the brain and balance the brain. It all comes down to balance in many cases. There's a band that I loved back in when I was in college, the Moody Blues. And one of their songs was Question of Balance. And it really is. If your immune system is not working well, you're going to be sick. You can die from the sickness that you can't fight off. But if it's overactive, you can have an autoimmune disease. The body is all about balance in all areas. And bringing the body into balance, into harmony, is what health's all about. And that's what I found you can do with nutrition. But when you eat sugar and starch, the reason I say starch, let's say you have cereal for breakfast. And even if it's cornflakes and doesn't have any sugar on the cornflakes, those cornflakes are going to be broken down by your enzymes and become sugar in the body in 20 minutes. If you eat mashed potato, that will raise your blood sugar faster than even white sugar. If you eat the bread or pancakes, you just might as well eat sugar. You may think, oh, I would never just sit there and eat sugar, but you might as well. Our food is designed for one thing. This is sad. And some of the people that used to design it have come out and said, hey, I feel really bad about this. Design our food to make us addicted to it, make us crave it. And one simple thing on sodas, you know, you probably wouldn't drink a soda or if it didn't have carbonation in it. The sugar would be too much, the syrup, but by balancing it with carbonation, then they find the right mixture of those two things and you find it where it's desirable. And you usually don't drink just carbonation by itself. We do have a lot of mineral waters coming out. And I'm not exactly sure what I think about how some of them, I need to do some research here to see how they're making their carbonation. Because if they're using phosphoric acid the same way they do on colas and 7-Up and all these different ones, the phosphoric acid will migrate into your cells and turn your cells acidic. And when the cells get too acidic, it sets them up for cancer and throws off the DNA. It's just very damaging. There's a right pH for the cell. Back to the concept of balance. The ideal pH of the cell is about 7.34 to 7.4. 7 is neutral. Anything over 7 is alkaline. Anything under 7 is moving towards acid. And so you want just a little bit of alkaline. Extreme alkaline is not necessarily good either, but they really went overboard a few years ago and thinking what we need to do is make people more alkaline than what they normally should be. Now, you want to be in the right range, but we're pretty good at making our body acidic. And so phosphoric acid, I was told by Barefoot, a scientist I interviewed many years ago, that if I drank one cola, whether it's diet or a regular one, I had to drink 32 glasses of coral calcium water to overcome the acidic causing effect of the phosphoric acid. Very, very harmful. And so that was the last time I had a cola. I started using Emergen-C and some, I don't know if I had stevia yet, but I started using Emergen-C in my drink at lunch where I normally would have had a diet cola back then. I mean, we're talking about 20 years ago. I think I was only doing radio for 1 or 2 years before I interviewed him and found that out. If someone doesn't give me the information that really motivates me to change my habit, I won't change it. I'm just like anyone else. But in my case, if I get really good information that tells me what I'm doing to myself, I'll try to make a change and usually can. But if it's not strong enough, I'll stay with my my cheating ways, my sad American diet ways. And so I'm trying to give you information that will motivate you. And I know if you listen to the show enough, you'll hear, and some of the things would be a little bit repetitive, but you hear it enough, it should motivate you and work on you where you may make a little change. Well, I'm not going to do that today. I don't think that's good for me. And then something else may come up, or I may do something else that he told me to replace it with. Like I use a lot of stevia, mock fruit, when you find the right one with glycerin or with stevia. Stevia and glycerin a lot of times go together. I think they're good for you, or at least not harmful. And that gives me a sweet taste without the negative effects. And they're also starting to use seeds, doing seed crackers. I know mock farms are making these crackers. They're a little bit expensive, but when I want some cream cheese on something, I can use one of those crackers or just butter or something, or I want to wrap some turkey and maybe put some mustard and put that cracker underneath it. It's sort of like I have a piece of bread. But they're also making, flour out of different things. Like they're using cauliflower, where you're making basically a pizza, and it looks like the regular pizza flour that you would have as the base, but it's really made out of cauliflower. They're doing a lot of very creative things now, and I'm really pleased with the way things are headed. But you need to take advantage of those. You need to avoid those. Because when you eat something sugary, you've repressed your immune system for 6 to 12 hours. Let's say you drink a soda of some sort, or even worse, you drink a fruit juice, grape juice. You repress your immune system for 6 to 12 hours. The T cell count will go down and stay down for a while. So you set yourself up to being sick. But you've also triggered your body to store fat, not burn fat. So, there's people that do low-carb diet or do the keto diet, and they'll do it 3 days on, 1 day off, or 5 days on, 2 days off. I've always wondered about that because to get into ketosis, where you're really burning fat at a high level, it takes usually a week to 10 days. And if you go out of that, it may take you 3 days, 5 days again to get back into it. So I'm leery of that. But I also look at it this way. You don't tell an alcoholic that he can have one drink or he can have some drinks on Thursday or drinks on Saturday. But the rest of the time, as long as you don't drink, you're not an alcoholic. No. For most of us that have a real taste for sweet, once we taste it, we may fall back into our old habits. So to deal with that, either you avoid it altogether, which would be best, anything that's sweet, or you use things like stevia with glycerin. There's a number of good ones out there. Some of them are much better than others, and you got to experiment a little bit to find which ones you like. But you use that. You use the powders. When I'm doing one of my favorite snacks is taking chia seeds, chocolate powder, and powdered stevia. I take the chocolate powder, quite a bit of it, a couple big tablespoons or more, and you can't see it what I'm doing, and the white stevia powder. I stir that together real good, and then I pour hot water over it. Sometimes on top of that, I may put butter or coconut oil in there and stir that up real good. Use a lot of water. It looks like it's going to be real wet. Then it all set up, and it's great for the gut. Chia seeds is wonderful for the gut. It's a fiber. It's high in omega-3 if your body can process it into omega-3. It's just I love the seed. It has some protein. You could survive on that seed. Flax I'm not big on, but this swells up about five times more when you add the water to it. And so you got a chocolate stevia sweet taste with the chia seeds. And it's one of the snacks when I want something sweet, I may just take a couple tablespoons of that and feel pretty satisfied. There's also different candy bars they're doing. Some of them I think will put weight on you, some won't. No Cow, I'm experimenting with that one. And remember this, vegetable protein is much less inflammatory to the body than animal protein. In fact, it's not inflammatory. So I'll do a couple of those candy bars a day. I like the chocolate fudge one, the chocolate mint. Obviously, I like chocolate, but the lemon meringue and stuff are very good too. So I ought to have them as a sponsor, but I don't. But I do like them. Folks, we'll be right back. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those two to three times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Welcome back, folks. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I really appreciate you being with me. And I want to mention, I've been talking about obesity and diabetes. And diabetes, the way I used to describe diabetes, and it's still accurate, that when you have exposed the body to too much sugar, the receptor sites on the cell, a healthy muscle cell may have 2,400 receptor sites. A diabetic may only have 400 to 600. And so that means when insulin comes and triggers the receptor sites, there's not enough of those receptor sites to bring enough of the sugar out of the blood and into the muscle to be burnt. But that's done to protect the cells, because too much sugar will destroy the cells. So, but there, it's still, there's damage being done. It causes the blood vessels to thicken. It causes plaque to build up. Causes damage to the liver, kidneys to break down, eyesight. You know, you can lose your eyesight if you can continue to expose it to high levels of sugar. So there's a reason the body lowers the receptor sites, but it's not necessary, to eat that level and inflame the body with that. Now, there's things that help. Fenugreek is an herb that is really good on blood sugar. Cinnamon, a lot of you have heard about cinnamon. The way cinnamon was found, and I don't advise you to eat cinnamon rolls, but they were measuring blood sugar when people ate different foods to see what the glycemic index would be. And cinnamon rolls, unlike just the roll without the cinnamon on it, did not jump the blood sugar as much. And they went, what's going on here? And they realized that cinnamon helps insulin do its job in carrying the sugar in. And it's actually therapeutic. It helps clean the receptor sites and make them more sensitive. Then alpha-lipoic acid and R-lipoic, I think both of those together, about 600 milligrams of alpha-lipoic acid before a big meal. So you may, if you eat a lot, twice a meal, I mean, twice a day, and alpha lipoic acid in the morning, and then again 12 hours later. Fantastic for blood sugar. Really do you a lot of good. Then chromium picolinate or polyniconate. I think picolinate is better. Polyniconate works better in if you're injecting it. But I think picolinate, there's been some controversy on that back and forth. But I would go that way. And it doesn't take very much of chromium. Then D3, vitamin D3. I take 10,000 of D3. You may only need 4,000 to 5,000. You need to get it measured. Now, I take mine with vitamin K2. I take 300, let's see. The D3 I take has 180 micrograms of MK7 form of K2. And that's the form you want. And so I take two of those, 5,000 milligrams of D3 with 180 micrograms of MK7, and I take two of those. That pulls the calcium out of your arteries, and that's the real killer. So I like to do that mixture. And so you got to get the D3. Another thing that's really important for the – oh, there's a number of things for blood sugar. It's magnesium, but it's important for a wide variety of things. And magnesium bisglycinate is the most absorbable form. And magnesium is not that easy to absorb. But bisglycinate is very absorbable. And so you take that, or glycinate's good. Malate and citrate's not bad either, but I think the glycinate is the best form. Take those and work with those, and these will do wonders for you and on helping with the blood sugar. And then look at the keto diet. Try the keto diet. I eat a little bit more protein than what the keto diet says, but I've been eating these no-cal candy bars, and they seem to be it seems to be working just fine. But I carry more muscle than most people my age and height, so I have more need of protein, and I exercise regular. If you don't, you don't need much protein, especially after you're a full-grown adult. So look at it that way, and I. And old low-carb diets is the second best choice. I think paleo is the third because the paleo is too high in a lot of carbs for people that have obesity and diabetes problem. Too many berries, as good as berries are for us, can also cause problems. So I want to throw that out to you and give you an idea that there's a direct relationship, but not always. There's a direct relationship between obesity and diabetes. If it's belly fat, there's definitely a direct relationship. So think in those terms. The diabetes, if you want to control diabetes, and you can reverse it with, like I said, alpha lipoic acid, R-lipoic acid, fenugreek, oh, there's some other things that's real good. Even curcumin has effect, and CBD we may find also has effect. I think I've read some articles on that. Curcumin does have effect on the blood sugar. It helps the body become more sensitive. Fish oil, omega-3 oil. That's why I do Noric Naturals. I do three of their ultimates every day. I'm actually experimenting also with their Mind product. So you have to do this also for your brain. You don't want to get 60, 70 years old and start getting dementia. If you keep your body inflamed with sugar, you may be able to think well at 40, but you won't in another 20, 30 years. So it's very important we get control of this. So I wanted to spend some time on this. There's so much that I can say about controlling these and getting this under control. Also, learning to eat, if you can do it, or you may not be able to do it every day, if you can eat, let's say, between 12 and 6 or between 1 and 7 and keep everything to a six-hour period, that by itself will make your body more sensitive. Intermittent fasting. And it will sensitize the insulin, and over a period of time, you'll lose weight real well. If you combine that with a keto diet, that's ideal. Our keto, our low carb and intermittent fasting. So look at that, and remember. So these plant proteins, not soy. I don't like soy, but plant proteins work better in the body as far as keeping the inflammation down. We'll be right back, folks. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. From mid-June to the last of August, I have an art show out of the Chesapeake Boathouse, and the art opening will be on June 27th, Thursday night, at 5:30 to 8, and I'm inviting you to come by and see. And I'm going to brag a little bit here. I was voted best of show, and it was all the contemporary artists in the Southwest in 1980. I mean, the top name artists there. So I was really pleased with that. You'll see what I do. It's very eclectic. I do a variety of styles. So come join me June 27th. Chesapeake Boathouse, Oklahoma City, 5:30 to 8. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'm Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Thank you for joining me. And someone that started with me almost in the very beginning was Stu Tomp. First started out, he was support cast to Cass Egram, and an educator, and then to Nordic Naturals. And now he's with CV Science. It has plus CBD oil, and they have the premier oils out there for different things going on. They're really, no one's in their same ballpark when it comes to the science and the ability for it to really affect you. Where you may have tried CBD oil, pick something off the shelf, or raw hemp, or this or that, and it didn't do anything for you. There's reasons why. It has to be processed right, and the seeds have to be right from the beginning. It has to be grown right, and it has to be processed right. And so they put the money behind it in the very beginning, and really tied it up. And the amazing thing, they could be charging three times as much because it's more effective than any others, but they're not. They're charging less than most everybody out there. So thank you, Stu, for being with us.
Doc, it's so good to be back with you, my friend. And hearing your introduction reminded me of the summer a couple of years ago where we sat around our boardroom table and we decided to cut the price of our products in half. You remember when the Saudis decided they were just going to keep pumping?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
Drive the price of oil down. We got the same idea, and it was a huge move because it really helped the consumer. So for the history books, it used to be $100 for 100 milligrams of CBD in a dispensary. Hemp, you can grow like, it grows like a weed, like bamboo, so we were able to produce it at half the price. So that was a big disruption. But then when we brought it down to $20 for 100 milligrams, we were able to snuff out a lot of competition, and our goal is to continue to grow, to drop the price, to make it more cost effective, because people really truly do need this stuff every day. If you do need it, and that was where we wanted to segue, because that's where I think we have a huge edge on all of our competition. Nobody likes to say this statement. Ready? We don't know, A, if you need it, and B, if you do need it, how much you need. You know, most companies don't like saying that because it doesn't help you sell anything. However, with cannabinoids, that's exactly the case. And my favorite part about being a guest on your show for all these years is you never, ever, ever dumb it down. There were shows we did that were so technical and so complicated, and you let them out into the wild anyway. So, thank you.
Well, I want to thank my listeners. Now, some of you may be brand new listeners, and some of you have been with me for many years. And some of the things we say in the beginning may go over your head, but as you listen to the shows like what I do with Stu and with other people, the language, the context of what something is said, it grows on you, and you get where you just know the stuff. And so I don't feel like I have to talk down to you. If you don't know it now, you will know it. Just keep listening.
Well, you were the first guy to do that. Everyone told me the world's getting dumber. I said, no, with smartphones, we're getting smarter because we have access to all this information. We're going to fact check it, and we don't like the Dr. Oz effect because it comes down to personalized medicine. So I couldn't wait to report to you. I've forwarded it over to you, and I think you can put it up on Facebook. It's a new paper called Practical Considerations in Medical Cannabis Administration and Dosing. And it's going to take two minutes for me to read this, but it's worth reading, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this. While it remains a common complaint that cannabis therapeutics lack adequate documentation, okay, scientists and doctors are recognizing the limitations of randomized controlled studies in their generalizability to populations versus customization of best evidence-based practices for individual patients. Individualized evidence-based medicine may be delivered to a patient or a single clinical trial while by the patient is the sole unit of observation for efficacy and side effects of various interventions. This method can be applied to a medical hemp cannabis patient to find an optimal intervention or sweet spot, in quotes, a combination of plant varieties and dosage forms that provide superior symptom control. Doesn't that sound like what we've been teaching people about this for years now?
Yes, and I was explaining that concept along that line to someone a few days ago, that sometimes taking too much may damper the receptor sites, as overloads them, and sometimes just the right amount, it's like ringing a doorbell. You ring that doorbell, but you just don't keep the finger on it the whole time. For other people, they really have to hit it hard.
Oh, you are 100% right with this stuff, and that's why our latest medical guidance is titrate, which means go low and slow, keep increasing a little bit, titrate to maximize response, minimize secondary effects or somnolence. What does that mean? If you take a whole bunch of CBD that you don't need, remember how much CBD I used to give people years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I poisoned people. I'm sorry. That's how much I needed, okay? That might not be how much you needed. And we're also learning that the whole plant, when you're using full...
Well, wait. That you said you poisoned. You didn't actually poison them, but you overwhelmed them.
I know. That's why I like radio. You want to call me. You make sure that I get that clear. Okay. I didn't have to call poison control. But there were people that I gave too much CBD to because that was my dose, you see? And I'm a maniac, and I'm not going to take drugs to shut up. So I'm going to take CBD to help me deal with me. Now, that's not everybody else. Now I'm taking one-tenth of what I used to. In fact, Dan, I only take two capsules of raw in the morning now, and I might take one gold soft gel in the afternoon.
Oh, you divide them apart. I take them together in the morning.
And that's where people need to experiment. Like, we'd have one published case history. We had a 10-year-old girl that was possessed. She needed an exorcism. They put her on nutrition. Nothing worked. They put her on clonidine. She started hallucinating. They gave the girl one capsule before bedtime, but they handed her that 500-milligram spray bottle. And they told her, just keep taking it as you need it through the day. A 13-year-old, this is published on PubMed.gov, she's back in school, her life is right as rain. So you need to be the person to discover how much CBD, and I need to have this little takeaway, ready? If you need to be told by a doctor exactly how many milligrams for what condition, good luck. It's going to be 10 to 20 years before that information is even available.
You got to find what you need, folks. That's what it's all about. Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Doc.
Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called Invigorest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com. That's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out. Put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Dr. Dan Soloway, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have Dr. Larry McDay with me, and I spent 5 years studying with Larry. I finished my PhD in 2005, because Larry is one of the most knowledgeable people in this area of the country. And he still, we bounce things off each other, and I still call him and say, Larry, have you read about PPQ? Have you read about, you know, and we're always finding new things out there. And so he's been a tremendous resource for me and many other people that are in this field, in this area. And I know you're doing a lot of nutritional counseling, Larry. And one product we haven't talked a lot about, but I know that your clients that come to you many times because they can't absorb nutrients. That explains why someone takes one product and gets great effect and someone else doesn't. And they also come to you and they say that I have gastro problems, bloating, or I'm running to the bathroom all the time. I don't feel good. I can't sleep well because my gut is bothering me. And I know inflammation and health problems start in the gut. And they always say that your health, depending on the health of your gut, it depends on the health of the body, or the health of the body depends on the health of the gut. So, Larry, thank you for being with us. And what do you have for that?
Dan, thank you for all the kind words. Again, when it comes to your gastrointestinal problems, remember, many people say that the gastro part of your body is the second brain. So, again, if you have brain fog or all sorts of problems, it could
a lot of jokes be made with that.
More than likely is a problem with your gut. Now, we've used a product just really in tandem with our Superdan multivitamin mineral complex for years and years. Now, I've been doing this a little bit longer than you, almost 30 years, 29 years. Mm. And the situation that we have found over the years, and many, many years ago, when I first met you and I tested you, you're one of the very few people, actually one at the time, you're the first one I ever found that didn't have a major problem with the gut. Now, that's probably changed as we've gotten older over the years.
There's been some times I had to take antibiotics because of I got an infection in my lungs that just wouldn't go away, and all my magical tricks wouldn't get rid of it, so I had to break down and take it. And my gut hadn't been the same since then.
Well, I can understand that. I'm pretty much anti-antibiotics. However, they have their use, but they're overprescribed, they're overused. So the thing that we found is our gastro formula, which composed of a number of different nutrients, especially anti-inflammatories, especially amino acids, all these things that will help actually put out the fire, not completely, of course, never can do that, of inflammation, and start rebuilding. And we have that, the patients that do the best in all their particular health concerns are always taking the gastro formula. We sell as much of that, if not more, than our Super Dan, and that's pretty close to almost number one as well. They're pretty close in a tie. But if you don't treat that gastrointestinal tract along with everything else that you do, then you're really not getting much success in whatever nutritional support item that you're taking. Main problem that we have found when we counsel people is that they don't watch their diet. I've never seen people. It's just, you know, we're a bunch of fat people out here, and we got to tell the truth. I've never seen so many fat and obese people in my life. And that doesn't come because it's an inherited situation. It comes from our diet. It comes from a lot of things. And this is just, I'm going to touch on it for just a half second, with problems with lectin. Now, the thing is that, about lectins, they're found in almost every food out there. People think, oh, they're in legumes. Yes, they are. They're in wheat. Well, they're also in all the other grains. And one of the biggest things, and just around the corner, we'll be having a bushel full of these things called tomatoes. And they're also very elevated in lectins. So we have, and it's not in our current gastro formula, but our Superdan, we also have this formula coming in about 3 to 4 weeks that will be in new products. And I'm excited about that because everybody, or almost everybody, has a problem with lectins. But the gastro formula helps with so many things in the gastrointestinal tract, fighting inflammation and rebuilding all the things that should be rebuilt, especially people with IBS, Crohn's, that type of thing. We don't use the word cure, but we sure have some good success of people seeing things change.
Now, there's lictins and there's lectins. So don't get those confused, folks. He's talking about something that's very inflammatory that our body is not meant to handle it, and it's really a defense mechanism that the vegetables and stuff don't want to be eaten.
Exactly. Lectins are something. So, you know, when the grasshoppers came along to start eating all the veggies, the lectins were trying to, in the plant, that was its defense to kill off the bugs from getting killed itself, the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so we digest, you know, there are good nutrients in some of those foods. Look at the tomato, lots of things that we can use there. But unfortunately, the lectins are there, and they can do a lot of, you know, lectin is a protein, and it can get in there and do damage to nook and cranny anywhere in the body.
How are they on seeds and nuts? Because I've been eating a lot of those lately.
Yeah, well, you don't want to do that either. I've got a list of foods. Start to naming those things. Pretty soon you better get a notebook, because almost everything you eat, believe it or not, if you have grass-fed beef, you're okay. If you have beef that's been out in the lot eating all the corn and all the other stuff that they feed, you've got a lectin problem.
Huh.
Because the wheat and the corn and everything else that they feed those animals gets transferred right into the beef or whatever animal's eating.
We have about 30 seconds here, Larry. How do people get a hold of you? A lot of people out there need nutritional counseling.
Area code is 405. The telephone number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Take advantage of Larry's knowledge. Thank you, Larry, for being with us.
Thank you, Dan.
For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to D. Soloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21, at gmail.com. D. Soloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, at gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. And one of my longest sponsors has been Noric Naturals. And Noric Naturals is, in my opinion, and I believe it's justifiable opinion, the best fish oil, omega-3 oil in the country. And they have a variety of different brands. So I have Becky with me. And Becky, you've been with Noric, or representing Noric in the Oklahoma City area for many years. And I know you're in love with their product as much as I am.
Absolutely.
Now, you, if I'm right, I think every major and minor mom and pop health food store carries Noric Naturals, correct?
Yes. They're everywhere, all natural food stores, across the state of Oklahoma and Arkansas, where I represent.
Well, and I think it's pretty well true across the country. They have done a phenomenal job. And let's talk about why, what makes them stand out. Because there's some other good ones out there. But Noric just really seems to always come to the top. The cream rises to the top, as the saying goes. And they do. In this case, the EPA DHA rises to the top.
Yes, and we have high potency products. And that's what they know how to do, right? They know how to make a concentrated product that is pure and clean. And there are three patents that they have that really make them stand out. One is their no oxygen manufacturing process, which is huge, because if you realize that whenever oxygen hits fish oil, it's going to immediately go rancid. It's a very volatile oil, and that rancidity is what causes it to taste, you know, bad and fishy, the taste we don't want. And then it leads to you burping it, and nobody wants that burp and that aftertaste. And so that's the one patent that is huge that makes people come back over and over, because they know they're not going to have that issue.
You know, I didn't know that they had that patent because I thought other companies obviously wouldn't use oxygen, but now I didn't know that that was unique to Norig.
Yes, well, it's a, you know, others may do some form of that, but the patent that they have, literally, it's, you know, they're flushing nitrogen mm-hmm. over it four times throughout the process, and it keeps all the oxygen off of it. And I've got the opportunity and had the chance to see this, you know, as I was at their manufacturing facility in California where they do the final bottling. You know, like our cod liver oil is coming from Norway, mm-hmm. And we have, you know, vats of it there. We do ship it to San Diego, and then that's where we do the final processing that I got to see, just that last flush of nitrogen right on the top of the cod liver oil and then immediately sealed. I mean, it's split milliseconds, you know. And so until you open that bottle of cod liver oil or omega-3 sardines and anchovy oil, and then their encapsulating process also, until you've opened it or taken that capsule, no oxygen has hit that product. And so that's what keeps the rancidity from happening.
Yeah, I guess that. Once Stu Tomp asked me that question when he was a spokesman, he says, how do you think they heat it up without it causing problems? I said, well, as long as oxygen's not there, you can heat it and help separate out the oils, but I would assume it's in a nitrogen vat. Now, I didn't imagine that they were flashing nitrogen on top of it. I didn't guess that one. Now, the one thing, I know a number of companies, I don't know if it's still true, but a few years ago, someone went through some lab and took different bottles off, maybe in the government, and tested them. And a lot of ones that were big sellers ended up having a lot of heavy metals and other toxins in it. Norig was almost non-existent in the area of toxins. So they probably also have patents on how they separate out all the toxins from the pure stuff.
Well, they do molecular distillation, which is our preferred method for making sure that we're way under, the parameters for any kinds of detectable amounts. So, I mean, we're actually following a European pharmacopoeia standard, which is very stringent. The U.S. doesn't really have these standards, so, you know, we're following very strict standards. And our second patent isn't technically on that part of it, but we definitely are, you know, the cream of the crop, and we test 82 times all of our products before before they're bottled. So we're over testing from beginning to end. We're vertically integrated, so, you know, we're able to keep our eye on the beginning, you know, from fishing and having contracts with our fishermen, so we have direct relationships with them, which is really important. We're not buying from a supplier out there that's trawling for weeks, you know, and then coming in and we're just part of somebody else, you know, and the other people buying the same product. So, yeah, that really sets us apart, and that molecular distillation cleans the oil perfectly. But our second patent, it does have a little bit to do with that. You know, when you molecularly distill your fish oils, it does break apart the structure, which is a triglyceride form. And we patented a way of actually, after it's been cleaned and broken apart, we put it back together in that triglyceride form, because that is the natural way, you know, that fat appears in nature. Mm-hmm. It's the structure that avocados and coconut oil and all, you know, good butter, these fats that we're now realizing, these are really important for our body and our brain, you know. we're putting it back in that structure to have a way higher absorbability than ones that are left broken down, which is the ethyl ester form.
Yeah, the EPA DHA was the primary. There's other ones, too, that they're in there, are put back on what I remember this term was triglyceride backbone. They attach it to it. Now, we're just about out of time here, but folks, you got to look for Norig Naturals. Really, this is what I use. I personally use the Ultimate two to three capsules a day of that, and then I use some DHA before I go to bed. But there's things for women, for children, just a full brand. So please use it. It'll protect your brain, your heart, your joints, one of the most important things you can do for your health. Thank you, Becky, for being with us.
You're welcome.
This is Dan's Health Talks, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends and family.